Before she tore up the track today in Baltimore, Rachel Alexandria caught a flight from Louisville with 16 other horse pals. She and Pioneer of the Nile were the headliners who flew into BWI Airport on Wednesday on a charter run by an outfit called the Tex Sutton Forwarding Company.
My name's Ryan Snarley. We're offloading horses from the horse charter airplane from Kentucky.
Starley and his crew helped all 17 horse passengers off their special horse plane, down the special horse ramp, and into their special horse trailers. Their ride, a tricked-out Boeing 727 cargo jet. Instead of carpeting, there's straw on the floor. Instead of seats, there are rows of horse stalls. And instead of that airplane smell, well, it's an enclosed space full of horses, so you can imagine. On the day I climbed aboard, Starley had set the cabin up for first class, which gives each horse a little extra legroom.
We're like flight attendants for horses. We serve drinks, make sure everybody's happy, make sure everyone's seated, and show them a movie, which is usually the Black Stallion or Seabiscuit.
Is that true?
Yeah, they always want to watch the same things. Or Animal Planet. That's not true.
Do the pilots fly in any particular way because their horse is on board?
Yes. They on the takeoffs, they take off very gradually, and we always try to avoid any weather and avoid turbulence whenever we can. And on the approaches, the same way. They come in very gradually, where a passenger plane would drop in a lot quicker.
When there's turbulence, do they bounce around?
Everybody bounces around a little bit in turbulence, but you know, it's not any rougher than bumpy roads when they ride on the trucks. It's actually a lot quieter up here, and they seem to be a lot more calm in the plane because it's a steady noise, and there's no lights, and there's no horns honking or anything. So if they can get to the airport in the trucks, they usually have no problem on the plane.
I know that Tex Sutton transports horses, thoroughbreds, and show horses. Do you notice a difference among the kinds of horses about how well they handle this stress?
Yeah, they all handle it a little different. The race horses are a little more keyed up than the show horses, and you know, a little more excitable. And the young race horses that never flown before are really excitable, and they're just, you know, a little frightened.
How do they show that they're frightened?
Horses talk to you mainly with their ears and their eyes. And, you know, they'll pin their ears back and, you know, they'll show you that they're angry, or they'll whinny a lot and scream a lot, and they'll show you that they're a little frightened. So we just stand there and soothe them. But most of them, 98% of them, they enjoy being up here with their friends and stuff. It's sort of like it was when we were kids, when we'd be on a field trip on the bus with all our buddies and having a good time.
Do the racehorses have a buddy with them?
Some of them do. Like Rachel Alexandria, she travels with a pony. That's her traveling companion and her companion at the racetrack. And Pioneer of the Nile also travels with a pony, and they're a constant companion. Horses are a social animal. They're a herd animal. So as long as they're together and they're with each other, they're happy. When they're alone, they don't like that.
Do you have an eye for horses about what kind of racers they're going to be when you spend some time with them?
I'd like to say yes, but you know, I lose money at the track just like everybody else.
Horseman and flight attendant Ryan Starley. You can find pictures of his four-legged passengers being led off the plane at our website, npr.org.